The Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway is proud to sponsor the airing of the Juneau Lions Club's 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. Head over to the tram to buy a $20 gift card, and you're eligible to get the Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway annual season passes at the early bird rate and the best price of the year. You can also purchase them online at RavenEagleGifts.com or call 463-3412 for more information. They're also hiring for the summer season. Visit their website for more info. The Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway, because it's happening at the top.
It's the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. Now to Juneau Douglas High School Gym for more gold medal basketball on KINY.
And just in time for the tip as we go into our fifth game of the afternoon. It's going to be Hoonah against Yakutat. Yakutat in black, heading left to right here in Class C competition. And they've got the ball. They're going to drive down, and they lose it away. No, they recover it right back. Then they throw it away, and it's picked up by Hoonah. Hoonah in red going right to left. Just into this game, down in the left-hand corner. For Hoonah, it's going to be Lindoff. Lindoff works it in, down, driving down the lane on the right side is going to be Michael Schneeberger. Schneeberger's shot misses. Ball's knocked away out of bounds. And it will be the Yakutat ball in backcourt. And welcome aboard, Ryan Houlihan.
Hey, Mike. Good to be here.
We've had a busy, busy day, and I'm glad you just showed up. Jerry James, thank you, wherever you are. He's heading out. Long three put up on the left side for Yakutat. That one put up by Jimmy Jensen. Shot misses. Rebound cleared off by Hoonah. Hoonah and Yakutat just played in B-bracket competition. Hoonah trailed most of the first half, and then they came back and won it. We were tied about four times in that game. We'll tell you more about it later as we hold scoreless. And the Yakutat misses the shot. Nope, they lay it up left side.
Looks like that was off of Porter making that shot.
Porter gets the first two for the guys in black.
Yep.
And it's a 2-0 ball game. And a turnover. And down at the other end, so Hoonah in red turns it back over to Yakutat. They just switched colors, and I got to get my head around that one. Back we go the other direction, and a steal by Hoonah. And here they come. It'll be Lindoff. Kamal Lindoff to take it down on the left side. Looks down in the corner. Can't jump pass over in the corner as he gives off to Anthony Lindoff. They work it back in. It's now a turnover by Hoonah. And a long full court pass. It's going to be Yakutat up and in and good. And give two to Jerry Reddington. So it's 4-0 now as Yakutat takes the early lead. Back we go the other direction. Hoonah top of the key. They're going to give it off to Lucas Johnson. Johnson works it underneath to, is that Paulo or Dibdahl? Let's see. Can't see the number. I know it's a four. Yep, that's Donald Dibdahl. And Dibdahl's going to be fouled.
And it looks like they called that foul on Jimmy Jensen, number 34, for Yakutat.
So that's the first foul of the ball game.
And first free throw from number 40 on Hoonah. That's Donald Dibdahl. First free throw goes up, and it's in. That's 1 point on the board. First point for Hoonah. Second shot is now up. It's a little bit short. Doesn't even make the rim.
So they go 1-for-2, and it's a 4-1 three-point lead by Yakutat. Yakutat will bring it down now as they had 2 points by Alpha Forder and by Jerry Riddington. They move it over on the left side. They're going to give it away to Martin Sinsmeyer. Sinsmeyer down in the left-hand corner. Oh, and they almost lose it, and they do. A mishandle by Alpha Porter. And the rebound, the stolen ball is brought down. Oh, and a nice block as Hoonah gets it down to Lindoff. Lindoff tries to put it up, but it's blocked and knocked away. And Hoonah is held to that one free throw as they have their fourth turnover to Yakutat. Yakutat comes down now to Sinsmeyer. Sinsmeyer, right side. Gets the screen, gets down to the baseline, jump pass, in underneath, good move. Oh, and a nice head fake, and Jimmy Jensen misses an easy one in the paint. And the rebound's cleared off by Hoonah. Boys in red come down, they'll go over on the far side to give it off to Lucas Johnson. Johnson in the lane, puts it up off the glass, nice move by Michael Schneeberger, and he gets his first two.
Nice physical way to get a bucket right there.
Now that's the first two-pointer, that's the first field goal for Hoonah, so it's now 4-3. As we have almost 4 minutes gone here in the first half of play. On the far side, it'll be Porter. works it in as he goes to Ralph Wolf now, handling the ball for the first time. Back out. Now down on the right baseline. They give off to Jensen. Jensen works it around to Jerry Riddington, and Riddington drives in the lane, and he's going to be fouled. That's going to go against Lucas Johnson.
Yep. His first of the game and the first for Hoonah so far.
It'll be Yakutat's ball in backcourt. Inbounds pass on a nice move over on the near side as they go to Martin Sensmeyer. Sensmeyer got himself wide open, had a little 10-foot jumper on the right side. It's up and good, and it's now 6-3.
Yeah, nice little fadeaway on that jumper. That was nice looking.
Top of the key for Hoonah is going to be Lindoff. Lindoff will move it over to Schneeberger. Now coming out from underneath is Lucas Johnson, and they steal it as he tried to pass it inside, and the Yakutat comes up with the ball, and bringing it down court to set it up will be Sensmeyer. Across the timeline on the near side. Comes around, gets a screen from Porter. Can't use it to shoot, so he goes back out top the key. Then Porter goes inside, gets the pass, puts it up. Nice block by Schneeberger, and it's still stolen away, and here comes Hoonah. Hoonah's going to go over the right side to Lindoff. Back over left side, long three, put up. That one misses by Anthony Lindoff. Kamel Lindoff had the first block. Then they converted underneath. Is that Schneeberger?
That was Schneeberger once again doing some hard work in the low post there to get that bucket to go. 2 points.
So he's got four now, and it's a one-point ball game, 6-5. Coming the other way, near side. It'll be Sensmeyer. They work it down in the left-hand corner as they come to Riddington, who tries to come from that left-hand corner into the paint, but tries to lay it up, and it's knocked away out of bounds, and a clean knock. And it goes away, and it'll be Hoonah's ball in backcourt.
Yeah, one too many steps in that little Euro step move there.
There you go. Across the timeline will be Anthony Lindoff for Hoonah. Goes up top of the key, moves to the right, passes down in the right corner, and right back to him on the give and go down the lane. And a nice two-pointer by Anthony Lindoff as he gets a pass from Lucas Johnson. And it's now 6-7, and they're back within one. Manuel Fernandez calls a whistle on the. Does the point count?
I believe it
will.
It does.
Yeah. Yep. So we got a chance for a plus one off the rim, and that one misses. So we go down with a 1 point lead for Yakutat, and they have the ball on the far side. Driving in the lane is Riddington, back on the near side to Porter. Porter drives the left side of the lane up off the glass, and Alpha makes it another two. He's got four, and it's 8-7, our first lead change of the ballgame, as Yakutat's now out in front. Back will go the other way.
And, yeah, even as you were saying all that, Donald Dibdahl runs right back down the other side and gets an easy layup on that side.
Second lead change as we go now 9-8. Going to be Sensmeyer for Yakutat. Right side, back over right-hand high post, three-pointer put up. That's off the right side of the rim. That one is missed by Jonas Jensen. Cleared off by Hoonah. Quick break all the way down, layup left side. Nice move.
Nice pass, too.
Lucas Johnson, excellent pass as he gets himself open on the left side, and it's 11-8, and Hoonah's up by three. Coming back the other way, it's going to be Martin Sensmeyer across the timeline for Yakutat. Lob pass inside, a little too lobby, as it goes right over the top of Jimmy Jensen in, and he can't handle it, so that'll turn it over again. It'll be Hoonah's ball in backcourt as the inbounds pass under a one-man press comes into Anthony Lindoff, who goes all the way down almost to the right corner, now holds off, comes back out, now back underneath, bounce pass in the paint, stolen away or not. Ooh, nice recovery. No, he did steal it. Picked off by Porter.
It was kind of recovered and then stolen again. It was a little bit of back-and-forth action there.
Yeah, you can't call turnovers that quickly back-to-back.
Right.
You can, but okay, it'll be Sensmeyer over to Porter on the left side. Back under the paint and up and in. Good for two is Jimmy Johnson to get in the scorebook, and it's now a 10-11 game. Yakutat back within one. Far side, Hoonah. Jumper inside the three-point circle. Put up from the right side by Lucas Johnson. Shot misses, cleared off by Yakutat. They'll bring it down to Riddington on the right side. Across the timeline, now he holds it up. Goes back over to Sensmeyer at midcourt. Sensmeyer, top of the key on the left side, moves now slowly to the right, behind the back dribble. He'll bring it over to Riddington. Riddington down the baseline. turnaround attempt up by Jansen. Jansen's shot misses, cleared off by Huna. Here comes Lucas Johnson. Johnson on the left-hand dribble, comes down the near side, gets in the lane. Oh, and he had an opening there, but he missed the bunny, and a fast break all the way down. And oh, and another one missed at the other end. That one missed by Riddington, and he slaps his hands together in disgust. Here comes Huna down the right side. Oh, tripped up, almost losing it away, but didn't. Three-pointer in the right-hand corner. That one up by Stayberger. Won't go.
Wow. It's a bit of a lid on the bucket on both ends of the floor right now. A couple very close shots under the post, not going.
Right, so we're at 11:54 to go here in the first half. It's an 11-10 one-point ball game as we've gone almost 9 minutes in. Very low-scoring ball game. Start out here in game number 5 of gold medal in your C competition. Huna going against Yakutat. And what happened there? Timeout?
Timeout is what I heard, yeah.
All right, we'll take a break in the action with 11:44 to play in the first half. It's 11-10, a one-point lead by Yakutat, back in 30 seconds.
By now, you've probably heard that Little Tokyo downtown on Seward Street is serving all-you-can-eat sushi. They have the freshest all-you-can-eat rolls starting at $24.95 per person. If you want to add on all-you-can-eat appetizers, rolls, and sushi, it's only $29.95, and kids under 5 eat free. Kids 6 to 11 are 50% off. Dine in only, so bring your appetite. Little Tokyo has a full menu available, and they offer delivery to downtown Lemon Creek and Douglas. Call in your order at 523-0344. That's 523-0344.
And coming back into the action out here.
Quick timeout.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, whose ball are we going to have here? It'll be red ball.
Huna.
Yep, Huna's in backcourt. Huna's bringing it in, coming down right to left. Come over on the left side. Oh, they're going to work it around. New man in the ball game. Turnaround jumper in the paint. That one by number 19, and that is David Lindoff in now, and his shot misses. Rebounds cleared off by Yakutat, and they outlet it to Jimmy Jensen. They move it down in the left corner. Also in is going to be Ralph Wolf now, as we have substitutions on both ends of the gym. Wolf brings it out. Right-hand high post to Jensen. Three-pointer misses. Rebound cleared off by Huna. They'll come down to Lindoff. Schneeberger, right side. Nice pass inside to Lindoff, David Lindoff. We've got three Lindoffs playing for Huna. Down they're going to go, and a little layup on the right side, a fadeaway, and an off-balance one by Hinchman's also in. Hinchman's shot misses, and Yakutat gets a rebound in backcourt as we near the 10-minute mark, halfway through the first half of play. And it will be Sensmeyer to bring it down. Comes over to the right-hand high post to Jensen for Yakutat. Almost an over-and-back. Nice save. No, if they're going to say the ball was kicked. So it'll be Jensen to bring it in near side for Yakutat. He goes into Ralph Wolf. Wolf goes out to Sensmeyer. Thinks about three, just lob passes in the paint. And shooting it right over the top of David Lindoff is going to be Jimmy Jensen. Shot won't go, gets his own rebound, puts it up again from the right side. That one won't go. Sensmeyer clears it off for Huna.
Both teams going through a little bit of a cold streak right now.
Yep, they are. It'll be Lucas Johnson to bring it down. Works it in the paint to Schneeberger. Schneeberger gets blocked from behind, but David Lindoff picks it up for Huna. They retain possession. They work it back into Schneeberger, and he has it stolen right out of his hands. Nice move by Martin Sensmeyer, who comes down for Yakutat. Down on the left-hand baseline. Spins around, passes it back outside as he goes over to Riddington. Riddington comes over on the near side, and a three-pointer. That one put up by Ralph Wolf, who gets in the book. And it's 13-11 as Yakutat's now up by two, and we have our third lead change of the ball game. Back we go the other way with Huna. Into David Lindoff. Back out, far side, three-pointer. That one up by Huna. Misses by Hintzman. Cleared off by Yakutat. With 9:20 to go in the half, they have a two-point lead, 13-11. They'll go down in the left corner. No shots taken down there. And they, whoops. We have a time violation. That's going to turn it over to Huna. Now coming in for Huna will be number 11, Kamal Lindoff back in. Coming out is David Lindoff. And also coming out is Lucas Johnson, and who came in for him? Looks like Anthony Lindoff back in.
Yeah.
Lindoff will bring it across. Goes over to Kamal Lindoff. Top of the key back to... Oh, that's number 40 in there. Sorry, that's Donald Dibdahl. I thought that was a 10, not a 4. And a whistle and a foul. Goes against 44. Or what number did he...
Looks like 34. That will make it Jimmy Jensen, his second foul of the game.
Okay, so is that the only two you've got for Yakutat? No, we actually have three. Who's
yes,
got the
I
other?
Three. I have another one on Sensmeyer.
Okay, there you go. So now we're up speed. They got three up there. They've only got one against Huna, and that's Lucas Johnson. And at the line, speaking of Huna, Anthony Lindoff puts up a pair, and we have tied at 13 apiece. First tie of the ball game. Back we go the other way. And coming down for Yakutat and driving down the right side of the lane to put it up will be Afa Porter, and his shot misses. Rebound's cleared off by Huna. They'll bring it back. Oh, nice layup, and it does not go. As a nice pass went to Dibdahl, but Donald's shot just hung on the rim, fell the wrong way, cleared off by Yakutat. They'll come down on the near side to Porter. Porter back out midcourt to Sensmeyer. A nice jump pass in the paint, but it was just led a little bit. It led Jimmy Jensen, who was going to get open under there. And now they come all the way down, and Sensmeyer is going to get the half-court pass. He's going to put it up. He's going to get his 6 point. We have our fourth lead change, and it's Huna up 15-13 as we near the 8-minute mark. It'll be Akitat on the far side. It'll be at Sensmeyer. Pass back over to Jensen. Jensen holding it up, and then he shoots right over the top of Dibdahl, and the shot short, comes off the front of the rim, and goes out of bounds, so that'll turn it back over to Huna. Huna bringing it in backcourt. They're going to send Anthony Schneeberger over to the bench and bring it in Arthur Campbell. Campbell wearing number 32 for Huna now in the ballgame. Outlet pass comes in for Huna in backcourt. Going into Kamal Lindoff, brings it across the timeline. Oh, he's going to try a three right at the top of the key. That one's a bit short. Rebound cleared off. It came off the hands of Riddington into the hand. Whoops, wrong team. No, it did. It came off of Riddington. And they're going to come down, and it'll be Porter to go to the top of the key. Now it's stolen by Huna. Fast break, left side, up, spins it away from the right side. Won't go, gets his own shot. That one's up, and Lindoff's shot will not go. Anthony missed a pair. Rebound cleared off by Yakutat. 7:13 to go in the first half. 15-13, a two-point lead by Yakutat. Over Huna. Air ball from the left-hand corner. That was Riddington. Missed that one completely. Cleared off by Arthur Campbell, who goes over to Hinchman. Hinchman brings it across the timeline. Now comes over left-hand high post up from three, but blocked. Nice block by Martin Sensmeyer, and that causes a turnover and a fast break down. Back in. Oh, nice block. Way to play heads-up ball between Jerry Riddington and Alpha Porter. Riddington gets the assist. Porter gets a nice pass in the layup, and it's tied at 15, our second tie of the ballgame. Now in is number 50, Shane Brown, for Yakutat.
And he wastes no time committing his first foul of the game.
There we go. So that's 14 fouls now for Yakutat, and the inbound pass goes to Huna. They're going to jump it in the lane, and then putting it up will be Kamal Lindoff. And I think he's going to be fouled in the act of shooting. Yes, he will.
Yes, and I think it was Jimmy Jensen. I'll wait for the board to confirm that. But that, yeah, that's his third foul of the game.
Well, it's a bit early to have three fouls.
Yeah.
Whichever team you're on. Going to the line, Kamal Lindoff. He's scoreless thus far in the ballgame for Huna. Now he's not. That one's up. It's in and good. And it's a one-point game, 16-15. If they ever put it on the board. There it is. So Huna out by one and now out by two with a pair of free throws. And I think I called the wrong home team a little bit ago. I might have given you the wrong lead. I'm glad we were a close game and all the visitors, or the ties.
24, Martin Sensmeyer on Yakutat makes about a 10-footer right at the baseline.
That's his fourth?
If he already had a bucket. I think
yep,
I missed
he did.
A bucket from
okay, there you go. And that's tied at 17 now as we under the 6-minute mark. 17-all. Here comes Yakutat. Oh, what a shot on the right side by Sensmeyer as he gets a three-pointer. He gets a two and a three back-to-back. 20-17. And the home team in black takes the lead. Back we go the other way, and they're going to go to Huna, and they're going to give it to Donald Dibdahl. Dibdahl gets his second two-pointer. He's got 5 points now with the free throw, 20-19. Back the other way we go, and that'll be Jimmy Jensen to put it up. We just take turns running back and forth and laying it up within like 3 or 4 seconds. Coming down, going Huna way. Lindoff on the left side. Anthony with the ball. Now goes right. Passes over. Gives off to Kamal Lindoff. Three-pointer put up on the far side by Anthony. That shot misses. Cleared off on the near side. That was cleared off by Hitchman, who goes out to Donald Dibdahl. Dibdahl's shot misses. Rebound cleared off by Yakutat. We're at the five-minute mark, 22-19. Yakutat with a three-point lead. Sensmeyer. Drives down, tries to pass inside, and two teammates collide with each other. That is Porter and Jensen for Yakutat. They both end up on the ground. And up quickly is going to be Porter. He helps Jensen up. Now more substitutions. Coming back in is going to be Schneeberger. For Huna, coming out is going to be Hinchman. Then 7:50 come out for Yakutat. That'll be Porter and Brown. And I'll pick up who came back in here in a minute. Is going to be number 21, Jonas Jensen is back in. And also, here we go. Number three's back in. That's Riddington. So still a three-point game. Yakutat up. Top of the key for Huna. Passing on the left side is going to be Anthony Lindoff gets the pass as it comes over to him from Lucas Johnson. And his shot misses. Rebound's cleared off by Yakutat. They'll come down to Sensmeyer.
Across the timeline.
Near side, feeds it down on the baseline. Turnaround jumper for the right side. That misses by Jimmy Jensen. Nearing the four-minute mark as we go the other way, Huna gets the rebound. They're going to go down in the right corner to Johnson. Johnson just going to drive in the lane, and he'll take it himself. Picks up two, and it's a one-point ball game, 22-21. Yakutat up by one, and they have the ball. As bringing it down will be Ralph Wolf. Wolf comes over to the right side, now passes in the near corner to Riddington. Comes back out towards the top of the key. Holds it up, almost loses it. Nice recovery over there by Jimmy Jensen. Jimmy Jensen back over to Wolf. Wolf back out to Jensen. Now over to Sensmeyer. Up from three, right side won't go. Rebound cleared off by Schneeberger. Holds it up. Now on the outlet, he gives it over to Lucas Johnson. Bounce pass in the corner by Johnson as he goes over to Lindoff, and Anthony can't shoot it. He'll bring it back out top of the key. They're going to come over to Johnson, who tries a shot from the left-hand high post right inside the three-point circle. Shot misses, and the score stays 22-21. Yakutat with a one-point lead, and they have the ball as we're at the three-minute mark of half number one. 3 minutes and 10 seconds, actually. Moving around. And a nice block in there. Is trying to drive down the left side was Riddington, but Huna gets a hand on it, breaks up his little drive, but the ball came off of Huna, so it'll be Yakutat's ball in under their own bucket. As coming out for Huna now is going to be Arthur Campbell. Inbounds pass for Yakutat. Comes over Wolf from three, right side. Won't go too far off the back rim. Cleared off by Huna. It'll be Lucas Johnson to bring it down. Down in the right-hand corner. Looks at the baseline. Now holds up midcourt. Back over to Lindoff, midway around the three circle, I mean. Pass over on the left side, and Schneeberger puts it up, but after a whistle and a foul. Going to go against Yakutat.
Yes, I think that's Glenn Paulo. Oh, no, sorry, it's against Yakutat. I'm reading the wrong team. I don't have a number 44 on Yakutat, do you? My sheet might be missing labeled.
No, it's going to go against Huna.
Okay.
It is Paulo.
Right.
Paulo picks up his first. You're right. Oh, and a three-pointer on the left side as Yakutat comes down in the corner, gives it to Riddington. He's got a three and a two, and it's now 25-21. Yakutat has that four-point lead back. So they're going to give it off to Huna. Huna will bring it down. That behind-the-back pass. Over on the left side, that went from Anthony Lindoff over to Kamal Lindoff. Couldn't make the bucket. Now they try and pass inside, intended for Schneeberger. Broken up by Ralph Wolf, who causes the turnover. And as we near the two-minute mark, Yakutat has a four-point lead, and they have the ball as they steal it away. see if they can capitalize on the turnover. They're going to come over to Ralph near side. Now he works it down inside. Nice pass into Jensen. And Jimmy Jensen's shot misses in the paint as he jumps it up. 21 red gets the whistle and the foul. And that'll be number two against Lucas Johnson. A minute and 57 to go. And it'll be Yakutat's ball in underneath their own bucket. We're in the first half of play, game number five, the 71st annual gold medal basketball tournament. We're live at the Juno Douglas High School gym as you're listening over 800 AM and 103.5 FM KINY from the capital city. As Yakutat tries a layup from the right side, won't go. What a good heads-up play by Anthony Lindoff. The ball was going to be out of bounds. It was coming off of his team. He jumped high in the air out of bounds and fired it back off of Yakutat. And knocked it out of bounds, so they retain possession and will bring it in backcourt. As it goes into Kamal Lindoff, brings it across the timeline, goes to the top of the key, heading from left to right. Now he passes back on the left side, and Schneeberger goes down to the baseline. Then they give it to Paulo in. Paulo back out to Schneeberger, up from three, won't go. Donald Dibdahl on the conversion underneath, misses the easy one. Frustrated with himself as he smacks his hands together, and then Yakutat almost throws it away. They almost save it. However, at the same time, the two almost there coming up with this Schneeberger. And Huna will come down, and they lose it away. Right smack into the hands of Jensen. Jensen's going to try and get past Schneeberger. Lays it up, and he does. Jimmy Jensen gets his 6 point. 27-21. Yakutat with a 6 point lead. Huna with Lindoff. Anthony springing it down left side. Under a minute to go in the first half. Underneath the Dibdahl. He ain't going to miss that one. That's up and good, and Dibdahl now has his 7th point. 27-23, Huna's back within 4. seconds as Sensmeyer brings it down for Yakutat. I'm going to keep it right here at halftime and just do a real quick recap of our stats. Back over to Alpha Porter. He tries to drive the left side. Misses the shot, but he's fouled, so he'll go to the line shooting two. And the foul's going to go against number 11, Kamal Lindoff, who gets his first foul. And the 15th foul for Huna. And Porter at the line. I don't have him down for any free throws yet, Ryan.
Porter. Yep, me either. I only have him with a two-pointer. Is that right?
Okay.
But he does make his first right there.
So that makes it a 28-23, five-point lead here in the first half for Yakutat. He can push it off to 6, and he doesn't as he goes 1-for-2. And Schneeberger clears off the rebound for Huna. They work it down. They go to Anthony Lindoff, who comes across the timeline. They're going to try and get one last shot over to Schneeberger. 10 seconds. Down in the corner. Back inside, and there's a nice jumper from 14. And Kamal Lindoff gets 2, and it's 28-25. They're back within 3. Coming down the other way, a long three up on the left side. There's the buzzer, and Schneeberger's shot misses. So here's what it looks like for Huna. Anthony Lindoff has 4 with a pair of free throws. Kamal Lindoff has 4 with a pair of free throws. Lucas Johnson has 4 with a pair of two-pointers. Schneeberger has 6 with 3 twos, and he missed a free throw. 6 for Donald Dibdahl with 3 twos. He was 1-for-2 at the line. For Yakutat, a 2 and a 3 go to Jerry Riddington to give him 5. 7 points to Alpha Porter with 3 twos and 1-for-2 at the line. Martin Sensmeyer with the 3 and 2 twos to give him 7. Ralph Wolf had a 3, and 3 twos go to Jimmy Jensen. That's your scoring, our halftime score, 28-25. And it is Yakutat up over Huna in the C-bracket competition, game number 5. We're going to take a 4-minute break, and we'll be back with the second half as you listen to Gold Medal Basketball on KINY.
Hello, it's Toyota's One for Everyone sales event. This is Jan. How can I help?
I'm looking for a great deal on a new Toyota.
Okay. Why are we whispering?
Sorry. I'm in one of those open floor plan offices and everybody can hear me.
Oh, well now through April 3rd, you can get low APR financing or great lease offers on RAV4, Prius, Corolla, Tundra.
Tundra? Shh. Uh-oh. The boss is coming over.
Oh.
He wants to know if he can get a great deal on a Toyota?
Yep. There's deals for everyone in the office.
Hey, Jan says there's one for everyone, you guys.
Toyota's One for Everyone sales event is on now with great deals on your favorite models. But this event is April 3rd. Come in and get yours today. Toyota. Let's go places. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details.
Take advantage of great limited time savings. Visit Mendenhall Toyota in Juneau today. Toyota, let's go places.
The 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. Now to Juneau Douglas High School Gym for more gold medal basketball on KINY.
All right, welcome back. Mike Clasby along with Ryan Houlihan as we bring you game number 5 of 8 on this opening day of the 71st Annual, brought to you by the Juneau Lions Club. I want to remind you folks, a couple new sponsors on board. We want to thank Bobcat of Juneau. They're your largest stocking Husqvarna chainsaw dealer in Alaska, with chainsaws starting at only $199, and they also offer statewide shipping that's available. So give them a call and ask about their 4-year warranty on all their chainsaws. Bobcat of Juneau in Lemon Creek on Glacier Highway, you can give them a call at 523-7920. And also want to thank Sportsman's Warehouse for coming on board. They'd like to welcome all the gold medal participants and their family and their families in this year's tournament. Sportsman's Warehouse is located in the Nugget Mall in the Valley. And if you get out your program, be sure and look for savings, and you'll find them coupons, I believe, and I didn't look, but it says savings in your gold medal program to the store for all your fishing, hunting, and outdoor supplies. Sportsman's Warehouse congratulates all the athletes and families and welcomes them to Juneau. So we're ready to go, Ryan?
Yep, second half of action here.
A 3-point ball game. The officials for this one, of this second round or third round, is Suzanne DePoe, Manuel Fernandez, and who else is out there? Oh, Eric Johnson over in the left corner, as it'll be Yakutat with a 3-point lead, bringing the ball in. They switch direction now. They're moving right to left. They'll come into Wolf in the left-hand corner. Wolf back out, top of the key, as he gives it off to Porter. Porter works it down in the right-hand baseline, and Yakutat's going to get the first score in the second half as they go to Jimmy Jensen. He picks up 2. He has a total of 8 now in the game, and it's a 30-25 5-point lead. Back we come the other way. Oh, and is going to lose it, or did they lose
kick
it back?
Ball is the call, and it does look like Yakutat's going to retain the possession, though, there. Nice okay. Defense on Yakutat there, kind of putting off the pressure to get that steal right before that kickball.
So it'll be sends Meyer to inbound for Yakutat as he goes into Riddington. Riddington across the timeline on the far side goes to Wolf. Wolf cuts across the top of the key from left to right, goes over on the far side, then passes back in. That was intended for Porter. Porter had it broken up, reaching in with Schneeberger. And they're going to say it came off a red, so it'll be Yakutat's ball in far side, front court. Porter will break way in the back. Inbounds pass goes in and straight away as he gives it off to Jimmy Jensen, who tries a fadeaway jumper on the right side of the lane, but from 12. Shot misses. And Huna gets the rebound. They bring it down to Dibdahl. Dibdahl driving the left side, tried to feed it inside to Schneeberger. A bad pass, tipped away, came off of Huna, and it'll be Yakutat's ball. Now there's a two-man press put on by Huna. But Yakutat breaks it easy. Oh, and they get down. Oh, my goodness, did they ever break it easily. What a nice shot by Riddington. Gets his first two of the second half. And it's 32-25. They're back up by seven now. Down we go. Huna misses a couple. Dibdahl tries to get the conversion. That one misses. Ball knocked way out of bounds. Came off of Donald. So it will be Yakutat ball in backcourt. So Huna's going to put a little pressure on him. They've got Anthony Lindoff and Lucas Johnson down there to put on a two-man press. And then back at midcourt is Kamal Lindoff. But Yakutat breaks it easy. They get inside. They go into Wolf. Wolf gives it off to Porter. Porter tries to give it back out to Wolf. A whistle and a foul, and that's going to go against Wolf. So Wolf on the reaction foul. Ralph picks up his first foul. It'll be Huna's ball in backcourt as they move now left to right here in this second half of play. They'll come over on the near side to Anthony Lindoff. Down in the right corner, Kamal Lindoff up from three. That one won't go. Cleared off by Sensmeyer. Sensmeyer outlet at midcourt as he goes all the way down to Riddington. Riddington's trying to drive in the lane. He was trying to pass it back out left-hand high post to Wolf, who was open out there for three, but he couldn't get it to him. Tipped away, and then he touches it last, so it'll be Huna's ball in backcourt as the outlet pass comes in from Lucas Johnson to Kamal Lindoff. Back to Johnson, over to Kamal Lindoff as they bring it down in the right corner in front court. And a nice layup, driving the right side, and Kamal gets his first two of the second half. He has a total of 6 points now, 32-27. They're back within five. Yakutat's going to try a long three on the right side by Sensmeyer. That one won't go. Yakutat has a five-point lead. Huna comes up with the rebound on the missed three-point shot, and they'll go down in the left corner. Kamal Lindoff tries one from over there in the baseline. That one misses, and the rebound's cleared off by Jimmy Jensen for Yakutat. Jensen gives off to Martin Sensmeyer, brings it across the timeline on the right-hand dribble. Yakutat at 17-12 to go in the second half, has the lead in the ball. They're going to work it down in the corner. Riddington had a bad pass, but it's really recovered nicely by Sensmeyer, who does a little fadeaway jumper on the left side from 12, but that shot misses. And coming up with the rebound, Schneeberger, who gives off over to Lucas Johnson, who drives down all the way, puts a shot up, misses, going after his own rebound, and also is Dibdahl there to go after the rebound. And I think Donald's going to be fouled.
Yes, and I think they're going to call that foul on Ralph Wolf, his second of the game. And now we've got Donald Dibdahl stepping up to the line here. He is 1-for-2 so far in the game. His first shot is up, and it's in. His first point of the half, and his 8th point so far in the game.
Makes the score 32-28.
Yep. Ball is back to Dibdahl. He is up for his second shot. Rattles off the front of the rim. Does not go. So he will go 1-for-2 on that trip to the line.
Cleared off by Yakutat. It'll be Sensmeyer to take the outlet and bring it down across the timeline. Porter's over on the right side, down in the left-hand corner. Well, going to the left-hand high post. They're going to get it off to Jensen. Jimmy Jensen holds it up back to Sensmeyer, back to Jensen. Drives the lane. He had a collapsed defense in there in an opening. Jumps it up, and I believe he'll be fouled. Yep. Foul's going to go against Huna.
Yep, looks like Donald Dibdahl is who they call that foul on. Second foul of the game for him. And now Jimmy Jensen at the line, taking his first shot. This trip looks like his first shot, free throw shot of the game. It does not go. And his second shot, though, will go. So he's 1-for-2 so far in the game. That is his ninth point of the game so far. 33-28 with 16.5 minutes left in this last half.
Long three taken in the right corner by Huna Schneeberger. Cleared, misses everything, air ball. Cleared off by Yakutat over in the corner. Riddington brings it down. He tries a three from the left side. Schneeberger gets it right back, so they just trade balls on either end of the gym. Outlet pass to Anthony Lindoff. Across the timeline to the left side. Brings it back out to Kamal Lindoff. Top of the key, drives in the paint, and they're going to wave it off. Foul's going to go against Riddington.
Yep, yep. That should be a first of the game.
So that turns the ball back to Huna under their own bucket. It bounced past. Ball goes into Anthony Lindoff, and he gets his first two of the second half. That's his sixth point. It's now 33-20. They're back within three.
Yep. And Yakutat bringing the ball back up. That is going to be Sensmeyer dribbling around the right side, trying to get some penetration. He's going to find some double teaming. And he tries to pass it behind his back to get out of that situation, and it rolls around, and Huda eventually comes up with the possession. They're down on the other side of the floor. Put up a shot that will not go from Donald Dibdahl there, and now it's Yakutat's ball, just like that, off of Porter on the other end of the floor, trying to do something down in the post. He's going to get fouled, I think, by Ralph. No, not Michael Schneeberger, I think, is going to get called for that foul.
Yeah, and I have that as
it'll
his
be first. Yeah.
Okay. It'll be Yakutat to bring it in as we are at the 15-minute mark of second half, so a quarter away through here. Yakutat will inbound it. They're going to go over to Porter. Porter over to Sensmeyer, drives the lane left side. Little jumper up and good. So that's Sensmeyer's third two-pointer and a three gives him nine. 35-30 now, the score. And Yakutat with the lead, Huna with the ball. Come down and trying to put it up on the right side is going to be Lucas Johnson, who just gets it stopped. Recovers it. Knocked away. Did it come off of Johnson?
That's what it looked like to me.
It came off of Yakutat because Johnson will be bringing it in. Schneeberger just came out for Huna. And also coming out is going to be Sensmeyer for Yakutat. Wolf came in for Yakutat. And in is Kamal Lindoff, who gets the inbounds pass from Huna, puts it up from the right side for three. Won't go. And, we have a little tripping collision at midcourt. I think that's going to go against Dibdahl.
Yeah, it is. I'm thinking too. Yep, and that's what they're signaling. That'll be his third foul.
Okay. Take it away.
All right, and it's going to be Yakutat inbounding at about half court on the opposite side from this broadcast booth here.
Timeout on four.
Never mind.
Yep, 14 and 41 to go. We had a lot of ones and fours up there. 14 minutes and some to go in the second half. It's 35-30. Yakutat up by five. We'll take a one-minute break as you're listening to Gold Medal Basketball over KINY.
Sure as the yearly return of the Canada Goose, the changing seasons signal the beginning of the spring tire sale at Les Schwab Tires. It's a time of rebirth, excitement, and a heck of a great deal on select tires for just about anything you'd be driving this spring. So if you think you might need new tires, stop on in. We'll come running. And if that seems overly excited, well, that's just who we are, spring or not. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
The Bartlett Oncology Center is committed to effective and convenient care of patients being treated for cancer and cancer-related conditions. Located in the Southeast Cancer Center building, the Bartlett Oncology Center is a local liaison between primary care providers and Bartlett Regional Hospital. For questions, contact the center directly at 796-8720.
Back in action as Yakutat gets the ball in. They're going to go to Porter. Porter puts one up on the right side. Won't go. Gets his own rebound. Tries a conversion shot. That one misses, and they go after it, but he steps out of bounds, so that'll turn it over to Huna. Huna in backcourt will bring it in. And they're coming into Kamal Dibdahl. Kamal gets the inbounds pass from Anthony. Kamal comes all the way down, goes right straight away to the left-hand high post, shoots it up. No good. Rebound cleared off by Jimmy Jensen for Yakutat. Jensen down on the right-hand dribble across the timeline. Down in the corner, lob pass over to Wolf. Left side goes right straight away in the paint, and they throw it away. Back-to-back turnovers. And behind the dribble, and now another turnover. Huna back to Yakutat. Back out to Reddington, midcourt. Goes over on the right side. Holds it up. Back out to Wolf, top of the key. Coming to the left side will be Jimmy Jensen. Gets the pass now from Wolf. 13:39 to go. It's a five-point game. Yakutat with the lead. That was an awkward play and jumps it up. And boy, I'll tell you, these officials are letting these guys get away with a lot.
Yeah, I was going to say there might have been one too many steps there from that last one. And Anthony Lindoff, meanwhile, comes back on the other end, able to get an easy layup. His fourth point of the second half.
That makes it 35-32, puts Huna back within three. Back we go the other direction. A turnaround jumper in the lane, and Yakutat responds by giving it to Jimmy Jensen, and he shoots it up from eight on the right side. And I think he's going to be fouled.
Yeah, and he got fouled.
Plus one.
Looks like the foul was on
David
Lindoff.
Yep.
He's picking up his first foul of the game.
So that makes it a 37-32 game. 5 points now. Okay, Huna's going to bring Glenn Paulo back in. Coming out will be David Lindoff.
And Jimmy Jensen stepping up to the line. So far he's 1-for-2.5. His shot does not go. So the three-point conversion play does not end up going. Huna coming back the other side of the floor. It's number 21 dribbling around the right side. Thinks about jacking up a three-pointer, doesn't do it, and now he's in a little bit of defensive trouble, but number 11 cuts to the basket. That was Kamal Lindoff. He gets the pass and gets fouled as he's trying to make the layup.
Nice behind-the-back pass by Lucas Johnson to Lindoff. Clock at 12:47. It's 37-32. Yakutat with a five-point lead, but Huna's at the line.
Yep, that foul on Ralph Wolf, his third of the game for Yakutat. And Kamal Lindoff's first free throw attempt of the half does not go. He's 2-for-3 now so far tonight. Right-handed shooter dribbling, getting ready to take a second shot. It's up, and it's in. That'll be his third point of the half. He is 3-for-4 now from the charity stripe on the evening.
37-33, Yakutat with the ball in a four-point lead. Ooh, inbounds pass to Ralph Wolf. He got himself off balance.
A little bit of slipping, part of that. Falling going on out there.
Yep, that's caused by that three-man press. They put a little pressure on. He was trying to make a move to get around them, but he tripped himself up. And it turns it over.
Yeah, it looks like, Huna's going to end up with the ball inbounding on their side of the court. Pass goes into Anthony Lindoff. He's going to see what he can make happen. Oh, pass gets inside to number 21. That's Lucas Johnson, who turns around, tries to make a turnaround jumper. I think he got, fouled on that shot. And waiting to see who the foul is on.
Jonas Jensen, number 21, fouls number 21.
Okay. And that it will be, oh, nope, I was looking at the wrong number. That'll be his first foul of the game then.
And speaking of Lucas Johnson, he puts a shot up and in for the line, so his first free throw's in the net, 37-34. They're back within three. And two as he makes a pair. It's 37-35. Now, Huna's putting on that press, Ryan, and that's causing some problems. Yakutat throws it right away into the hands of Schneeberger, who comes down to Lindoff, lays it up. Oh, tries to go over the top of number 40. Glenn Enderlin is in there now. I didn't see Glenn come in, but he's going to get a whistle and a foul for Yakutat. And that brings Anthony Lindoff to the charity stripe. He's 2-for-2 is what I've got.
Yep, that's what I got in the first half of the game.
We could have a tie ball game here if he puts these pair in.
Yep. First shot is up, rattles around, does not end up going in.
Well, off to the right side. So Porter's going to come in now, and coming back out will be Jonas Jensen, who was in for a little bit. Back to the line.
And, you got Lindoff getting ready to take his second shot. It's up. It's in. He is 1-for-2 on the half, 3-for-4 on the game so far. Also, his 5th point of the half.
We're back with a 1-point ball game, so that little half-court press that Hoon is putting on has made a difference. Outlet pass goes in to Porter. Porter for Yakutat brings it across. Oh, and he's going to just drive straight in the lane and put it up. What a nice move by Alpha.
Made it happen, yeah. He got the easy shot, just being physical and getting inside.
39-36. Here comes Puna with Lucas Johnson on the right side. They're going to work it in the Schneeberger. Shots up, no good. Rebound cleared off by Sensmeyer. Point guard half the time for Yakutat. Moves it over on the right side to Porter. Bounce pass inside. A give and go in the lane, and he's going to travel with it. Or is he going to be fouled? Oh, that's why he traveled. He got fouled before that.
Okay.
So the give was on into Jimmy Jensen, who was trying to drive the lane.
And the foul looks like it's going to be on Glenn Paulo, his 2nd of the game.
It'll be an inbounds pass to Yakutat under their own bucket. They'll go into Porter. Porter tries to give it away. Oh, and he picks it up on a mishandled ball by Jimmy Jensen. And Porter gets 2 just about by accident.
You'll take him however you can get him, though, I would imagine.
You bet. 41-36. They're back up by 5 now. And coming down is going to be Lindoff. Puts it up for 2, won't go. Put up by Schneeberger, won't go. Tipped up by Lindoff, won't go. Cleared off by Riddington, here comes Yakutat. Back down on the right side, they're going to go to Sensmeyer. Pounces right smack into the hands of Schneeberger. Schneeberger back out to Anthony Lindoff. Across the timeline on the right side, his pace picks up again. We're going steady by jerks here. Right side is going to be Lucas Johnson, who goes out, goes on the left side post, puts it up, won't go. 3-point attempt put up. Right side by Lindoff. That one misses. Ball's knocked behind the center court stripe, but it was hit back there by Yakutat, so recovering it will be Huna. Going to come, drive the lane right side will be Lucas Johnson. His shot misses. Oops, he's going to get a pushing foul. Boy, did he ever, too.
Yeah.
Jimmy Jensen.
That was, number 21, Lucas Johnson, it looks like. I'm assuming it's who that foul's going to be on. Yep, his 3rd of the game now.
I think that was a big frustration foul by him because he usually doesn't pull that. So that'll send Yakutat to the line, Jimmy Jensen there.
Yep, this looks like his 2nd trip to the line for the half and in the game.
Yep, it is. So coming out now is going to be Lucas Johnson, who just picked up that foul.
You have Jimmy Jensen 1-for-3? That's what I have him on for the night.
Yep.
Okay, just making sure. Keeping us all honest here. And Jimmy Jensen still waiting to take his 4th free throw shot of the game. It's up. It rattles around. It comes off the front of the rim. Does not go. Huna with the rebound. They'll bring it back up the floor. Anthony Lindoff in the backcourt, but Yakutat running that press now on their side of the court. But sometimes that press means there's an easy passing opportunity on the other end. That's what ends up happening. They throw it down to Donald Dibdahl, who's mostly alone under the post. He gets an easy 2 points. Yakutat bringing it back up the floor. Takes a 3 points from the left side of the arc. Doesn't go. And now Atuna coming back on there. And 41-38 with 10 minutes left in this game. Ooh! And that was that Kamal Lindoff?
That was Kamal Lindoff. Nice
coming
move.
Inside. Yeah, with a nice move to get the layup. Another 2 points for him.
He just used the defenders, and he followed right behind him and right in the paint and put it up. 41-40 back with a 1-point game, folks. Yakutat barely hanging on here, and they almost lose the ball. Nice recovery over by Porter. Maybe tries to lay it up. Shot won't go. Donald Dibdahl misses the layup as Huna got the rebound and brought it down. And now they lose it out of bounds, so Yakutat with a 1-point game and with a 9:26 left to play here in the second half, we'll bring it in backcourt. It's going to be Sensmeyer to bring it in to Riddington. Riddington down in the right corner, goes down straight away on the baseline with a nice pass. That one went into Jensen, but Jensen puts it up off the bottom of the rim. Shot missed. Rebound picked off by Huna. What did Lindoff have? Oh, you know what? He thought they were going to say it came off of him, and it didn't.
Yeah.
So Lindoff retains possession for Huna, and he'll go into Kamal Lindoff. Puts up a 3-pointer on the left side. That one won't go. Rebound cleared off by Yakutat. Now they throw it away right here at midcourt in front of the score table.
A little bit of miscommunication out there. That was just a pass that just...
That's exactly what it was. A little frustration.
Not where they thought they were going to be. A little bit of frustration, too.
And that is a good time for a timeout, and they are going to call one, and it'll be a 60. And with 9:03 left to go in this one, it's 41-40. Yakutat up by one over Hoonah. We'll be back in 1 minute as you listen to gold medal basketball from the Juno Douglas High School gym as we bring it to you over KINY.
No. Throttle up, open her up, and cruise through the waters. Whether you're fishing, whale watching, or headed to the cabin, Carl's Auto and Marine will get you where you need to go. They carry Honda and Suzuki outboards with no games and no gimmicks. You'll always get a great warranty, and the pricing will always be straightforward. Carl's Auto and Marine Repair and Honda and Suzuki authorized dealer. 789-3883. For all you gold medalists, the Sea Alaska Heritage Store is the only place in town where you can pick up gold medal passes. And while you're there, check out the store's wide selection of one-of-a-kind Alaskan native art, gifts, and jewelry, including a new exclusive selection of Gerard Gallinin's silver bracelets. Special gold medal sales on selected merchandise will be offered all week long. Purchases at the Sea Alaska Heritage Store help support ongoing Alaska native art, language, and cultural programs. Located in the Walter Soboloff Building on the corner of Seward and Front Street downtown.
Well, a brief timeout, and as the ball is inbounded, Yakutat's going to foul Hoonah, and it'll be Anthony Lindoff going to the free throw line. Is picking up number two foul will be Martin Sensmeyer for Yakutat.
And Anthony Lindoff at the line. He is 3-for-4 so far. His fifth attempt of the night up and not in, so that will make him 3-for-5 so far tonight. Substitution coming out for Hoonah is Glenn Paulo, who came in. Was that number 21, Lucas Johnson?
Yeah, Lucas Johnson back in.
And the second shot from Lindoff up in.
Well, we're tied at 41.
Yeah.
We've got our fourth tie of the ball game as Hoonah's back in this one. Yakutat with the ball down in the right corner. Going to go to Martin Sensmeyer. Sensmeyer gets a screen. As he's screened by Jimmy Jensen, now uses it again as he goes back and forth, then tries to feed into Jensen on a give and go. Pass is not good, stolen away by Hoonah. That's Kamal Lindoff. And then there will be a foul at midcourt, and that's going to go against Yakutat.
Yep, Martin Sensmeyer again. It looks like that's his third foul of the game all of a sudden. And that sends Kamal Lindoff to the line. He is 3-for-4 so far tonight. Right-handed shooter dribbling, getting ready to take his first shot for this trip. It's up. It's in.
Breaks the tie, 42-41. And now Hoonah gets the lead change, and that's our fifth one of the ballgame, but it's been a long time. The first four of them were way back in the early first half of play.
And Kamal Lindoff getting ready to take his second shot for this trip. He puts it up, and that one goes as well. That makes him 5-of-6 for the evening from the charity stripe.
43-41. Hoonah has a 2-point lead. Whoops.
And a little bit of handsy defense going on. He kind of got caught in the face. I think he might have gotten caught in the eye. That's Jimmy Jensen getting caught in the eye. He's kind of keeling over on his feet still, but looking to be in a little bit of pain. And yeah, I think maybe he might have been caught
in the eye. He's bleeding.
Nose. Okay.
Bloody nose. You can see it on the white towel from all the way up here. Oh, he got a little wrist.
That was Anthony Lindoff with the hands picking up his second foul on the aggressive defense. He looked pretty remorseful as soon as it happened. I don't think he meant to do that. And they're shaking hands now.
Yeah, there you go.
Over it.
Well, these guys have played a lot of basketball together, and they have a lot of respect for each other.
Yeah, you can see that. In the meantime, though, that will send Jimmy Jensen to the line. He'll take a first shot. That one goes in.
Makes a score 43-42.
2-for-5 from the line, all in this second half. He'll take his sixth free throw right here. It goes up, and that one's in, too.
And we're tied at 43.
Ties up the ball game once more. Hoonah now bringing the ball back up the floor. It is Anthony Lindoff. Struggling to hold on to the ball. and kind of dived out of bounds and he's trying to toss the ball back behind him. Didn't quite work, though. They do call him out of bounds, and that'll be Yakutat inbounding the ball on the far end of the court.
Schneeberger goes into Riddington. Riddington, easy through the middle of the lane across the timeline, and he finds open down on the bottom teammate Jimmy Jensen,
yep,
and nails him for two, and it's now 45-43, and Yakutat's up by two.
And Huna now on the other side of the floor. Anthony Lindoff with the ball passes into Lucas Johnson at the top of the arc. Back to Lindoff. Anthony Lindoff into number 33. That's Michael Schneeberger. Puts up a shot. Does not go. Off of Porter with the rebound, bringing it back and kind of making his way all the way up, all the way into the low post. Puts up a shot, but the whistle doesn't go. The shot doesn't go, although eventually there was a foul called.
Might be on Donald Dibdahl.
And yeah, it looks like they... Number 21, Lucas Johnson?
Johnson got it.
No, actually, I think that was Jonas Jensen on Yakutat. If that's the second.
Oh, it's going to bring Huna to the line.
Yeah, okay, he's going to the line. Okay, that's number 11, Kamal Lindoff, now going to the line for Huna. Kamal Lindoff had two trips so far this in this half, and a third in the first half. He is, well, that first shot goes up and misses. One, two, three, four, five shots so far made out of seven, I believe. This will be number eight, and number eight goes for him. So he's six of eight for the evening from the charity stripe.
Well, we seesaw back and forth. We've had five lead changes, and we've had five ties.
Yeah, 45-44 right now with about 7:20 left in the second half. Yakutat now on the other side of the floor, and it is Martin Sensmeyer dribbling around, trying to make something happen on the left side, eventually passing it into Jensen in the post. He does a turnaround hook shot. That won't go. Huna gathers the rebound, and they're on the way back up the floor. It's Lucas Johnson dribbling around on the left side, trying to find a passing recipient, and he eventually finds Schneeberger on the top of the arc. He's going to dribble around the right side, pass into Dibdahl in the post, who puts up a shot, gets fouled. That was Donald Dibdahl in the post getting fouled.
Foul goes against Jimmy Jensen.
Yeah.
No, they didn't. That's foul number four on Jimmy Jensen. He didn't like it either.
Yeah.
Pretty obvious from up here.
I thought so. Let's see. Donald Dibdahl now stepping up to the line. He's 1-2-for-4 on the night so far. His fifth shot is up. It's in. 3-for-5. Game tied once again now. 45-45. 6:47 left in the second half. Donald Dibdahl preparing to take his second shot. In the air, off the front of the rim, does not go.
Rebound cleared off by Yakutat. They're going to bring it down. They'll go straight away over to Jimmy Jensen, who cuts across from left to right across the top of the key. Gives it back over to Jonas Jensen, back in the game. Bounce pass down to the right-hand corner. Riddington up for three, and it's good.
He had a lot of time to think about if he wanted to take that shot, and it ended up being a good decision for him.
48-45, Huna trails. They're going to come down and go to Schneeberger. Tries a little jumper from the 8 feet out on the right side. Won't go. Cleared off by Yakutat. Down to Porter. Porter in the left side almost loses. Picks it up. Back to Riddington. Out towards midcourt to Sensmeyer. Now back over to Jimmy Jensen. Jensen holds it up. Halfway around the circle on the left side. Works it inside to Porter. Porter's going to be fouled.
That foul should be on Kamal Lindoff. That'll be a second. Yeah.
Yep. There you go. 5:57 to go in this one. 48-45.
Off of Porter stepping up to the line. I've just got him one of two so far tonight at the charity stripe.
Yakutat with the lead and with the opportunity to add another one.
Off of Porter's first shot goes up, rattles around, and goes out to the left.
He's one for three now.
Yep.
They have a three-point lead. They can make it four. And they do. So, Yakutat still putting on a little bit of a press. Huna will bring it down. It'll be Lucas Johnson across the timeline, midside. Back over the near side to Kamal Lindoff. In the paint, long pass over to Schneeberger in the left side. Bounce pass down in the left corner to Kamal. In the paint, turnaround jumper, Dibdahl, up and good. So that's a fifth two-pointer, Mike.
by Donald Dibdahl, yep. And now it's Yakutat bringing it back up the floor. Jensen, Jimmy Jensen, dribbling around, getting all the way into the post, but passes it back out. But the number three passes it back into Jimmy Jensen, and I think they're going to call a jump ball here. They did. Shot does not go, and that will give possession to Huna. 49-47. Huna coming up the floor with a two-point deficit with 5 minutes left in this game. It's going to be Lucas Johnson carrying it across the timeline. He is over on the right side of the arc right now, waiting for the play, and the play is to pass it to Donald Dibdahl in the post, which is working out pretty well right now. He gets another 2 points on an easy layup down there in the post, Donald Dibdahl.
We're tied at 49.
Yep. Yakutat bringing it back up the floor. A little bit of a press, and once again, an errant pass, kind of a miscommunication. He tries to get it over to number 24, Black, that's Stensmeyer, and kind of just, he wasn't where he thought he was going to be. Ball goes out of bounds. As soon as ball, they're going to inbound it at the half-court line. They're bringing it across now. That's Lucas Johnson once again with the ball left side. Passes it to Schneeberger at the top of the arc into Dibdahl once again in the post, and they're triple-teaming him. They seem to have gotten the memo that you don't want Dibdahl getting those easy shots, but Dibdahl gets it back out to number 11. That's Kamal Lindoff, who makes a three from the corner. That's going to make the score 49-52.
Luna with a three-point lead.
Yeah, get that back. It's number three taking a pretty deep three-pointer. That's Riddington. And it doesn't go, but Appa Porter down, able to get a rebound in the post, puts up a shot. That doesn't go either, and it's Huna bringing the ball back up the floor on something of a fast break situation. Schneeberger all the way inside, puts up the layup, doesn't go, and it's rebounded by Yakutat, who's going to pass the ball all the way back to get to Appa Porter on their own fast break. He will get the layup to go. And we catch up. It's now 52-51 with 3:48 left in the game. Yakutat hurls it down to Schneeberger, who's sitting in the right side right now, and I think that's a timeout.
Yep, timeout's going to be called with 3:42 to go. It's 52-51. Huna up by one, and we're going to take a break in the action, and it will be 60. You're listening to Gold Medal Basketball on KIMY. Huna's up by one over Yakutat.
Winter's here, so make sure you're warm when those chilly nights come around. It's time to think about those winter heating bills. So get the jump on them now with the Ike-O-Matic Pay Ahead Plan. There's nothing better than being warm. And with the Keep Full program, Ike's will keep you full from now until next summer. Call Ike's Fuel for details. 364-3420. Ike's Fuel, keeping Juneau warm for over 50 years.
Ward Air is Juneau's largest family-owned flying service. Our experienced pilots have been getting families, friends, and businesses safely and efficiently to their chosen destination since 1974. With wheel planes as well as float planes, your schedule is Ward Air's schedule. So call 789-9150 to book your next flight. For safety, service, and satisfaction, it's Ward Air. 789-9150.
And we're back in the action with Huna trying to make something happen on their end of the floor. Right now it's Anthony Lindoff on the left side of the arc trying to get it inside to Schneeberger, who does, but then Yakutat bounces it out. Jimmy Jensen trying to run up the floor here, and he does, is able to gather in the ball. It almost went out of bounds. So a fast break just turns into a normal possession for Yakutat. Once again, Jimmy Jensen passes it into Otto Porter, who's double-teamed down in the low post, and it goes out of bounds. Looks like they're going to call it off of Yakutat. No, off of Huna, so it remains Yakutat's ball.
I think it came off of Schneeberger.
Okay.
Nice hustle by both teams.
Yeah. And Yakutat waiting to inbound it now under their own basket. And it's in to number three, Black.
Ooh. Reddington.
Yeah, Reddington.
He's going to be fouled. That foul's going to go against Lucas Johnson. That'll be his fourth.
Yep. Reddington stepping up to the line. This should be his first trip to the free throw line tonight. But he's got 10 points in the game so far. A pair of twos and a pair of threes. Here's the first free throw shot. It's up. It's in. He's one for one on the night.
We're tied at 52.
Another tie. Riddington's second shot. It's up. And that one's also in. Two for two. And that will give Yakutat the lead. 53-52. 3 minutes left in the game now. And Schneeberger has the ball on the right side. Tries to get it into Dibdahl in the post. And it ends up going out of bounds as the Yakutat defender gets a hand on it. It will be out off of them, though. Huna gets the ball inbounding under their basket. And they'll go to Donald Dibdahl, kind of on the left side. He's able to dribble in, put his shoulder down, and get a layup up, but it will not go, and it's out of bounds. This time, though, Yakutat going to pick the ball back up.
Yakutat up by one now as we have our sixth lead change. It's 53-52. And Yakutat with the lead and with the ball. 2:45 on the clock. Cross on the far side. For Yakutat will be Jimmy Jensen. Works it down the baseline. Can't shoot it up, and he actually loses it away. The fast break goes over to Huna. Up and good to Kamal Lindoff. And I didn't see who passed it to him, but he picks up two. And we have a flip-flop, or is the bucket going to count? Yep, it does. We have our seventh lead change. It's 54-53. As Lindoff gets the two, he goes to the free throw line as he was fouled by Alpha Porter. That's Porter's first foul, Ryan.
Yep, Kamal Lindoff at the line right now. He's had too many free throws for me to count at this point, but that one goes.
He's 7 for 10.
Okay. And Riddington bringing the ball back up for Yakutat. It's now passed off to Martin Sensmeyer, who puts up a shot from the left side, and it rattles around a bit and ends up going in.
We're tied at 55. That was a two-pointer, just barely outside the three, inside the three-point circle.
Yep, and just over 2 minutes left to go now. Huna brings the ball back up the court, and it is Anthony Lindoff on just the left side of the arc. Passes into Donald Dibdahl, who does some work in the low post, as he's known to do at this point, and he gets another 2 points. That's going to give Huna the lead. Yakutat bringing the ball back up. Little bit of a fast break scenario. They tried to initiate there, getting the ball to Lucas Johnson running ahead. Does not get the shot to go, but he is fouled on the play.
Kamal Lindoff picks up the whistle. That's his third foul.
And that will send Jonas Jensen to the line. First shot goes up and in. That is his first free throw shot of the night. So he's 1 for 1 so far.
It's his first score of the ball game. 57-56.
Shot number two for Jonas Jensen will not go. So he'll go 1 for 2. Asuna brings the ball back up the floor. Passes off to Lucas Johnson on the right side. Is able to dribble around, get to the interior, put up a layup, does not go. And Yakutat will bring the rebound and bring the ball back. And it's Riddington now on the left side. Passing off to Jensen at the top of the arc, who knows he's about to get fouled because he's got a body flying at him. So he puts up a three-pointer that I don't think he would have put up if he hadn't known he was about to get fouled. So that should send him to the line for three shots. If the ref saw what I saw.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It looks like Donald Dibdahl picking up his fourth foul on that one.
So this brings...
We got a few people in some foul trouble, but there's only a minute 27 left in the game.
Jimmy Jensen shooting three.
Jimmy Jensen done a lot of work at the free throw line in the second half here. That first shot put up does not go. 57-56 in the favor of Huna right now. So this is an opportunity to tie it. Jensen cannot do it. His second shot doesn't go. Oh, that's right, but he has a third shot.
Yeah, he does. Ralph Wolf coming in for Yakutat. Coming out is Jonas Jensen. Coming out, Donald Dibdahl for Huna. And let me pick up who came in for him.
Ralph starting to get into this one. You can hear it's starting to get down to the wire. Third shot up and also does not go. And once again, Jensen fails to secure the lead or the tie for Yakutat. And wow, the Yakutat had the ball, but they end up losing it. Huna brings it all the way back. It is, wow, number zero putting it up. Anthony Lindoff, a rebound gathered by Schneeberger. He puts it up. That won't go. And now the ball's just bouncing all over the place. We got bodies on the floor.
Yeah, we got a bad ankle over here, and that is a tough one for Martin Sensmeyer. Well, he walks it off. He gets up very quickly. Good for him.
Limping a little bit, but, it's a good sign to get up that fast.
Boy, these guys hustle, I'll tell you what. So we got a whistle and a foul on the far side of the gym. Manuel Fernandez, one of the officials, coming over. And it's going to go against Lucas Johnson, and that'll be 5 for him. So he'll foul out with 1:08 left to go in the game. Total of 6 points for him. He was 2 for 2 at the free throw line.
Yeah, foul E is going to be 24 on Yakutat. That's Stensmeyer stepping up to the line. Looks like to take his first free throw shot of the game so far.
That's what I have.
And an opportunity to tie up the game at 57 apiece. We'll see what happens. Stensmeyer puts up the first shot, up, not in, rattles around, falls out the first front side of that basket. A minute and 8 seconds left in this game. Stensmeyer going to try to tie it up with the second shot here. He's ready, he's up. And it does rattle around and goes in. We have a tie ball game once again at 57 all. Hoonan now bringing the ball back up the floor. Anthony Lindoff on the right side, dribbling around, looking for the play. He passes it off back and forth. It's back to Anthony Lindoff, and he'll pass off to number 11 on the right corner. That's Kamal Lindoff. Back to Anthony, who's going to dribble around, get inside, and get tripped, it looks like. I think they're going to call that a foul on Yakutat.
24 gets it, Stensmeyer.
Yep, that should be his fourth foul of the game. And then Anthony Lindoff to the line.
So all tied at 57. We've been tied 13, 15, 17, 41, 43, 45, 49, 52, 55.
Lindoff 4-6 on the night so far. He puts up his first shot this trip. That one will go. And that'll give Hoonah the lead at 58-57. 47 seconds left in this game.
He's 5-for-7. Make it 5-for-8 here.
Yeah.
They're 6-for-8, actually.
Yeah.
So.
Depending if he makes it or misses. And second shot is up. Rattles around high. Will not go, but Schneeberger able to get in and do the tip-in. Doesn't go, though. But he gets his own rebound, and Schneeberger looks like he was fouled on that second chance.
Yeah, and that's a big deal because Jimmy Jensen's going to foul out now.
That's right, yeah. Foul on Jimmy Jensen, that's his fifth. He fouls out with 43.1 seconds left in the game. And that'll also send Schneeberger to the line to take his first free throw attempt of the evening as his team is up 58-57. Team's trying to figure out their personnel, who they've hauled out on the floor. And Schneeberger now has the ball to take his first free throw attempt. It's up. Doesn't go. Bounces off the front of the rim. And Hoonah will remain only 1 point in the lead, 58-57. Here comes Schneeberger's second attempt. He's dribbling, right-handed shooter. It's up. It's not in. Back of the rim, it bounces off. But Dibdahl able to get the rebound. That won't go. And then Anthony Lindoff gets that rebound, and that one doesn't go either. And now Yakutat finally gets the rebound and brings it back up the floor. Top of Porter dribbling around the perimeter over to Riddington. And what do we get, a timeout?
Yes, we do. We have a timeout called by Yakutat. It's going to be a one-minute timeout. We'll take a 30-second timeout because there's only 28 seconds left. It's 58-57. Hoonah up by one over Yakutat. Back in a half a minute.
Bobcat of Juneau is your rental equipment yard for Southeast Alaska. They rent out skid steers, excavators, backhoes, loaders, trailers, and much more. And Bobcat is your new Genie Lift dealer in Southeast. They're now renting out scissor lifts, telehandlers, man lifts, articulated booms, and light plants. You'll love what you can rent at Bobcat for homeowners and contractors alike. Stop in and check them out. Bobcat of Juneau. Located in Lemon Creek on Glacier Highway. Open Monday through Saturday at 8 a.m. Call 523-7920.
And we're back at it here as we have a quick timeout. I'm glad we only took a 30.
Yeah, my thoughts exactly. 28.8 seconds left in this game. Hoonah leading 58-57. Yakutat inbounds the ball now on their side of the floor. It is number 24 with the ball. That's a Stensmeyer dribbling around the high top of the arc, seeing what becomes available. He's dribbling around, gets inside. A lot of effort there just to get that close to the basket and make that layup fall. That's Stensmeyer with his seventh point of the second half. In the meantime, Hoonah, a little bit of... there was some collision going on. Ball's out of bounds, and it looks like they're going to give the ball. I'm not sure.
I'm not either.
It's kind of chaos down there right now.
No, we've got another timeout.
We do have a timeout, yeah.
I think we better keep it right here.
Yeah,
so
that might be with 8.6 seconds left in the game. And now Yakutat in the lead. 1 point up, 59-58, 8.6 seconds left.
That's our 10th lead change of the game. This has turned out to be a pretty good game. There's been a little bit of sloppy ball handling, but that's been on good hustle.
Yep.
Then they've both settled out, taken some smart, close the gaps.
Yep, they've both found their rhythm. And, yeah, this game is, you can hear the crowd. They're starting to get more and more into it as it's coming along, too. All right, and it does look like it's going to be Hoonah's ball. They're going to inbound.
Yeah, it is.
On the far side of their court.
Yakut had up by one. Hoonah with the ball in.
Hoonah with the opportunity to, I guess, take the lead here with what I would assume is going to be the last possession of the game. But then again, I say that, he gets fouled.
Yeah, Ralph Wolf nails him as he gets the ball and immediately turns around and runs into Ralph, and Ralph's moving to it. He's going to pick up his fourth foul. Well, I had four. They've got five. So he's out of here.
Guys, but okay, yeah. Say goodbye to Ralph Wolf. He's done for the game.
7 seconds left.
Anthony Lindoff going to be stepping up to the line here. He is 5 of 7 on the night. No, 8. 5 of 8. Oh, and his first shot does not go. That's a big deal. With 7.6 seconds left in the game. Hoonah trying to tie this game up, and Anthony Lindoff's first shot cannot go. But he can still tie it up with his second shot. Crowd's into it. Pressure's on.
5 for 10 up to now.
Anthony Lindoff's second shot is up. It's in. We have a tie ball game with 7.6 seconds left here, and it sounds like another timeout.
Yeah, it'll be a 30, so we'll hang it right here. So let's see who we've got going. It's got Briakatat. Jerry Reddington has 12 points so far. Alpha Porter has 14. Jonas Jensen's been in and out. He was held to 1. 14 also to Martin Sensmeyer. Jimmy Jensen has 15. He fouled out with 43 seconds left. And, of course, Wolf just fouled out. And I haven't tallied up the ones for Hoonah yet to try and get myself into the groove there. But we're looking at a lot of free throws being shot by Hoonah from Anthony Lindoff and Kamal Lindoff. They've had a ton between them. Let's say they had 4, 8. They've had about 20 free throws.
Yeah, the Lindoffs, yeah, both of them have a ton.
And I think they've shot 10, 12 of them between the two. So, all right, 7.6 seconds left here as we are tied at 59. We've got a 7-second game coming your way. Yakutat with the ball in. Sensmeyer nails it on the right side for 3. Oh, my Lord.
Was that the buzzer beater?
That was the buzzer beater.
Oh, my goodness.
Not on the board yet, but I'm sure it went. Yes, it did. It's up now, and it's good. Martin Sensmeyer nails it. A quick inbound pass, and he comes up with a big three-point game winner to wrap this one up. And our final score, Yakutat 62, Hoonah 59 in C competition. We're going to take a 2.5-minute break to do our individual stats. We'll be back right after these messages as you listen to Gold Medal Basketball coming your way from on KINY from the Juno Douglas High School gym.
Hi, this is Jody Mitchell, Vice Chair of Sea Alaska Corporation. On behalf of Sea Alaska, welcome to coverage of the Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. The spirit of competition, the pride in giving it your all, these are the values we pass on to the next generation. Please join Sea Alaska in supporting Gold Medal. Together, we hold each other up.
Affordable Auto Repair welcomes all teams from neighboring communities for Gold Medal. Wishing you all good luck in the games, especially the cake teams. If you need work done on your vehicle, bring it in to Affordable Auto Repair. They have the lowest rates in town and over 90 years combined experience. If you bring in an estimate, they'll match it or beat it. Guaranteed. You can't afford to go anywhere else. For all your vehicle maintenance, choose Affordable Auto Repair. 790-9332. That's 790-9332.
By now, you've probably heard that Little Tokyo downtown on Stewart Street is serving all-you-can-eat sushi. They have the freshest all-you-can-eat rolls starting at $24.95 per person. If you want to add on all-you-can-eat appetizers, rolls, and sushi, it's only $29.95, and kids under 5 eat free. Kids 6 to 11 are 50% off. Dine in only, so bring your appetite. Little Tokyo has a full menu available, and they offer delivery to downtown Lemon Creek and Douglas. Call in your order at 523-0344. That's 523-0344.
Row, row, row your Rico?
No. Throttle up, open her up, and cruise through the waters. Whether you're fishing, whale watching, or headed to the cabin, Carl's Auto and Marine will get you where you need to go. They carry Honda and Suzuki outboards with no games and no gimmicks. You'll always get a great warranty, and the pricing will always be straightforward. Carl's Auto and Marine Repair and Honda and Suzuki authorized dealer. 789-3883.
The Bartlett Oncology Center is committed to effective and convenient care of patients being treated for cancer and cancer-related conditions. Located in the Southeast Cancer Center building, the Bartlett Oncology Center is a local liaison between primary care providers and Bartlett Regional Hospital. For questions, contact the center directly at 796-8720.
It's the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. Now to Juno Douglas High School Gym for more gold medal basketball on KINY.
Wow, what a dandy game. Right down to the wire. 12 lead changes, ties of 3, 6, 9, 10, 11 ties. Starting at 13, 15, 17. Yakutak took the lead way back when, held it through the end of the second half and into the first half. And then right down to the wire, we got tied at 43, 45, 49, 52, 55, 57. What a dandy. And then with, what was it, 7.6 seconds left?
Yep, that sounds right.
Yakutat gets the inbound pass in backcourt, goes to Sensmeyer right across the center line, takes about two steps and nails one right at the buzzer for a three-pointer to win at 62-59. You want to do Huna?
Yeah, let me see if I can do Huna here. I've got Anthony Lindoff. Yep. Taking home 12 points, but he's not even the high scorer. The other Lindoff, Kamal Lindoff, I have the high scorer for Huna at 18 points, going 7 of 9 from the line. Anthony Lindoff, meanwhile, 6 of 10 from the line. Those were the lion's share of all those free throws that were going on.
Yeah,
both of those Lindoffs there late in the game. Also, you got Donald Dibdahl scoring 15 points. He's the second highest scorer for Huna, 3 of 6 from the line. Next, you've got Lucas Johnson, 6 points, going 2 of 2 from the line. And Michael Schneeberger, I have with 6, going 0 for 1 in the line. 18 of 28 was my total for Yakutat from the line.
All right, looking at Yakutat. Oh, that was for Huna.
Oh, you're right. That
you
was
did Huna. Okay,
I'm sorry.
Good. All right. So Jerry Riddington for Huna had 12 points. He was 2 for 2 at the line. Alpha Porter ended up with 14, 2 for 4. Jonas Jensen had 1 for 2 at the free throw line to give him his single point. Martin Sensmeyer, the high point man for Yakutat, picked up 17. He had 14 prior to that three-pointer at the buzzer. Went 1 for 2 at the stripe. Fouling out with no scores was Ralph Wolf with 7 seconds left. Oh, no, he had a 3 in the first half. And Jimmy Jensen picked up 15, was 3 for 8 at the line. And Yakutat shot 9 out of 18 for 15%. Halftime score was 28-25. Yakutat led, and then they hung on to the win to pull it out 62-59. That'll put Yakutat in the winner's bracket tomorrow. Huna back in the loser's bracket. We're going to take about a half an hour break right now before we come back with our 6 o'clock game. And that game will be game number 6 of 8. So we got 3 more coming your way. This will be B-bracket competition with Metlakatla going against Wrangell. You're listening to the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball First Day here at Juno Douglas High School Gym. Ryan Houlihan along with Mike Clasby bringing you the play-by-play. We're glad to have a little bit of a break here. The tip-off time for the next one is going to be 6 o'clock. And right now we have a time of, what, 5:28. 28 minutes after 5 o'clock Alaska time as you're listening to Gold Medal Basketball from the capital city of Juneau, from the Juneau Douglas High School gym, and you're listening over 800 AM KINY and 103.5 FM. Ryan, thanks for helping out. We'll be back in a little while with another game.
Yep, sounds like a plan.
All right, folks, thanks for listening. Stay tuned. We'll be back soon. Bye for now.